Livingston, Pete Livingston, and Sam, those Livingston brothers.
Alright, here we go.
What?
We're gonna do this?
Hmm?
I'm sitting over here by my brother. We are Los Livingston Brothers. We are podcasting.
I farted.
This is show 172.
Two. Hello, America. Actually, it's not just America, because anyone over the world, all over the world, can download this.
Yes, just like porn.
I think we were looking at our Facebook like likes. I think there's some guy like in, I want to say like Tunisia or something that liked us. We're like, what the fuck?
Like the biggest. Like, that's a huge fan.
Yeah, like Turkey. There are fans of us in Turkey.
You're huge in Turkey.
They're huge in Turkey.
They want you to join the national
Turkish oil wrestling team.
You want Tim Livingston.
So, if we were Street Fighter characters...
You have some long eyebrows.
I do have some long eyebrows.
Ladies.
Ladies. My hair is incredible. I don't mean to, like... Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, my
you
hair...
You do know what it is.
I do know what it is. I use that horse shampoo that,
on your dog.
That everybody else uses, that what's-his-name uses in Blaze of Glory, that Chad Michael uses.
Mm.
And then I have that brush with illegal whale bone that I use. Or rhino bone.
Wow.
Whatever bone it is. Bone. Did I just say bone? I think I just said bone.
Of course you did. You just said like 15 times. So we just finished the America game.
Game of America.
Game of America. I lost $10 betting that Darren Sproles would not outscore
Anquan Boldin
in fantasy points, and I lost out by 0.6 points.
It's such a weird game, and I know I say every year that I'm going to quit playing fantasy football.
I think I'm going to quit after this year. I think I will quit after this year.
Yeah, it's just, I don't get it. I don't know. I understand the appeal. I know why people like to play it, but it's just, it doesn't really reward you at all. Like, it rewards a player playing well over the course of a season, but he could be a guy that shits the bed like Shady McCoy did this week, shits the bed like he did last week, but give him like...
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry to stop you.
Oh.
But they just showed a tweet...
From Jimmer Fredette.
What?
He's still relevant?
What the fuck?
Okay.
What team is he playing for?
Dear NBC, let's have a discussion about this. NBC.
Out of all the people.
Let's say that the social media department at NBC has a list of names that they follow on a regular basis.
They're like, all right, we have Drake.
Yeah,
we have LeBron James,
yeah.
Justin Timberlake,
Kevin Durant,
and then Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, and like ninth somehow, like just behind, like I don't know, like maybe Lil Wayne, but somehow above someone like Cam Newton is Jimmer Fredette. And Pete's trying not to laugh because he's drinking water right now, and I don't want to make him laugh because he's drinking water, but. True statement. Like, look at Cam Newton. You can't see it, but Cam Newton's wearing a bow tie and
a plaid bow tie.
Mike Glennon, looking wow.
Anyway,
I don't know,
you were saying? You're talking about fantasy football.
Oh, I'm just sorry, but
I just saw out of all the people they could have gone to in the Twitter sphere, they were just like Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, that's good, Jimmer.
That has to be a joke. Like somebody in there was just like, hey, let's get Jimmer. On NBC.
Can Jimmer just go to Utah and be done with it? Isn't that his legacy?
I think so.
Jimmer Fredette returning to Utah. No, fantasy football, the more you play it, and this is just for me from a statistical standpoint, like, you being a stats guy, fantasy football, it doesn't help you, like, at all. Like, you don't get...
Like, you could literally
think...
Well,
it's based on stats.
It's based on stats, but the problem is, if this is like with baseball too, and so people want to like get baseball down to like a play, like say, oh, the best player is always going to perform the best in this situation, but that's not the case.
That's too hard.
And so the thing that's is with football is that, oh, every week, oh, look, LeSean McCoy's one of the best running backs in the NFL, and he today had, what, 12 rushing yards? Right?
I think, here's what I think. I'm sorry. You know what? I'll tell you what I think. You got to finish. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Finish. No, but that's my issue is I think too often fantasy football, it doesn't reward consistency. It rewards attrition. It rewards, volatile football players, and
which is very true.
And that's what I don't like about it, and I think that's why I over time have grown to dislike it, and why I like now my favorite format of any fantasy sport is weekly fantasy baseball, where you put your rotisserie or you put your total point value up there, and over the course of 7 days, boom, done. But fantasy football creates billions of dollars of money, man.
Well, fantasy football, it's a weekly thing. You can't really have... But here's what I was going to say.
Sure.
Is that you could make the argument that for consistency, you could break it up into stats.
You could.
Like, you know how in fantasy baseball, you can win ERA.
Right.
You can win...
Touchdowns. So going by a statistical base.
You could.
I like that idea.
You very well... And there are enough players, like, you could go your bench and starting lineup. I mean, they could, because there's enough players out there. How many do you play in fantasy baseball?
Normally, anywhere between, like, 10 to 12 offensive players, and then 5 to 8 pitchers.
So, I mean, you could go, like, 2 quarterbacks.
Right.
3 running backs, 4 receivers,
two tight ends, yeah,
a kicker, and a defense,
right,
or whatever. And you could average, instead of just points, you could just say, okay, how many receptions did this person get? I won receptions, great. You know, the receiving yards. You could do anything. And I think that would, instead of, oh, this dude just blew up this game, maybe had 3 catches for 125 yards, and 2 of them were touchdowns. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is, I remember last year is when I actually really wised up in fantasy football and just went for consistency. I drafted players that I knew, and it's still very much my philosophy even now, is to just draft guys who would get you consistent points, that would get you 9 points, 10 points, because if you have an entire team that's doing that, you're flirting with 100 points every week, and that's really good.
Yeah.
You know, in some cases, that's not really good, depending on the format. If you're doing fractional points, you know, if you're getting points for receptions and stuff, then point totals can get bloated.
Right.
But even then, last year, I went, my team was consistent. I finished 3rd or 4th in the league, in our keeper league with Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, who did you lose to? You lost to the team with, that happened to have Demaryius Thomas and Peyton Manning if you can create the most volatile team, you win.
Right.
And I don't know. There is something to that, but
it doesn't do it for me as much as it used to.
I don't get
erections playing fantasy football. Like
what? What I would be curious, I would like to go back in our keeper league last year and look at, okay, maybe they had the highest point total, but if we were to break it up into categories, would they win, receptions? Rushing,
what I think is interesting, and I just thought of this, and I don't know if they'll ever do it, because it's like, why would you do this when it comes to fantasy football, is what if they did just your perfect score, whatever your best score was, regardless of who was on your bench.
So you're just saying you would just have your team in general?
Yeah.
And then whatever the highest 9 players are would be a point total.
Right.
What if it's like, what if it was like 5 receivers and you had no running back? Would you have to have
You have to have each spot filled. And I think I think rewards a team more than, oh, I should have played this guy, I should have played that guy. But hey,
well, but isn't
the only reason I say that for fantasy football is because it's only one game each week,
which is true.
So, but hey,
I am changing into my fat pants.
I thought you were like folding laundry. It's like this is our domestic goddess version of the show.
Pete has become so tame, but I really don't, you know, the big thing is, I think if I do it, I think I could do the keeper league.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of fun doing a keeper league, having a team, drafting a team.
Right.
But I don't know if I can do any other.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe Cole's league because I've been doing it for a few years and I like the guys. But I think if I had to choose one, it would be Elliot's.
Sure.
It would be the keeper league. Because I like that. I've never done that before, and I like that aspect of you draft a guy. Like, you find that little diamond in the rough, or you make that waiver wire pickup, and that they're on your team continuously. I like that. I think that's pretty cool. So if I had to choose one, that would be the one that I do. But I don't know.
I keep watching Carrie Underwood in the Sunday Night Football intro and just being like, it's so horrible. Everything about it is so bad.
No, it's not. She has amazing legs.
Oh, well, yeah, but everything else about it is so bad.
It's, you mean, like, the set?
The song, the player, like, cameos, the fake fireworks, or those real fireworks, and NBC just wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars on fireworks.
They shoot that intro every week.
Dallas Cowboys, they suck at football, but you know, they're 2-1 somehow. But yeah, so fantasy football, actual football. I'm so sick of 49ers fans. I know, I'm the self-loathing 49ers fans, but Jesus Christ. I know that Kaepernick made mistakes, and I know that he, you know, messed up on a couple of timeouts, had a couple of delayed games. But some of the throws he fucking made today were so ridiculous
I don't care. Yeah, he does it every week.
I don't care.
He'll show the whole... This is his... My biggest gripe with him is the clock management.
Yeah.
But he will make ridiculous throws where you're like,
Yeah.
All right?
How the hell is...
I'll give you that one.
The Frank Gore play was... That was phenomenal. That was such a great read on his part.
I think that was a design play. I really do. I think that was a design play.
Look at Chris Collinsworth's smile. If you have a team name of Chris Collinsworth's smile, like, is he drunk right now? Look at his eyes.
He just got a blowjob.
He's like, hey, baby. You have fluffers on this set, right?
Thank you, intern.
but seriously, it's like, you have to say, and that's the thing, it's like people say, oh, the mistakes with clock management and all this stuff. And
doesn't that get tiresome?
It does get tiresome.
This is year 3.
It does get tiresome, but I look at what he did, and it's like, okay, so threw the pick 6. Okay. Made the mistakes with time management, the timeouts. Okay. Those suck. But touchdown to Frank Gore. The touchdown throw to Stevie Johnson. The throw to Mike Crabtree down the sideline. The throw to Anquan Boldin on that third down where he threw it away in the perfect spot away from the defender for the first down.
Getting
out of trouble when he
could. But you have to give
I'm not completely dismissing him from mistakes, but and this is what happens a lot of the time, you know, just in general, is people focus so much on the negatives. Like, so for example, we're doing this thing at Pro Wrestling Only, the great forum online, and we decide to do a greatest wrestler ever because the 10 years have passed since the last time that one of the major forums for pro wrestling on the interwebs have done this. And so Ric Flair, by far, is the person that has been talked the most out of this thing that we're doing, that we're going to have a vote on in 2016. And people are focusing so much on what he did when he was old.
Why?
And because well, that's what I'm saying. So they're focusing so much.
Like, what, when is he old? Like, what time frame is it?
Like, late 90s into the 2000s with the WWE. Like, all that stuff. Like, they're focusing so much on that and talking about how Jerry Lawler has had great matches while he was old and Terry Funk has had great matches when he was old that people are forgetting this 10-year period in Ric Flair's career when if you put his career up against basically anyone else's, there's nobody that matches up with it. It's like someone who keeps on talking about Jordan playing for the Wizards. And it's just like, and so when people
talk... Oh, so they're talking negatively.
They're talking about negatively about it.
Well, yeah, it wasn't that great.
Right, but they're saying it in a way that it somehow washes out
the, what he did before that.
Yeah, and so when people focus on mistakes and neglect to say, oh, look what Cap did when he did have the chance to make a play, that's when I get pissed off. Because it's like, if you're going to focus on the negative aspects of things, and you're not going to focus on the stuff he did do correctly, and you're not going to weigh those against each other...
Which I do agree.
Right. Then I'm not going to take your opinion seriously on anything.
But you have to... You.
But see, the assumption is that you're saying that I'm not.
No, I'm not assuming anything.
Not me, what just I'm saying in general, like someone's assuming, oh, that you're not thinking about the negative
what
stuff.
What I'm... The thing is, like I said, is that this is year three.
Sure.
And he's been in this system. And it does bother me that it's still the play clock, the decision making, still making his checks at the line when there's like 5 seconds up. It has to get to a point where you snap the ball and go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what irks me. If it was something else, if he got over that and then maybe it was like, I don't know what would come beyond that. Like, maybe he's not checking down. Oh my gosh, it's in Espanol!
Did we just switch over to the Spanish language by mistake?
They've been doing this because it's Spanish Heritage Month.
Football, oh yeah, okay.
But it's just, like, say he was able to move on from getting 3 delay of game penalties a game or burning a timeout. And maybe his next problem is instead of just dumping the ball down and getting the easy yards, he's always trying to go for the big play. It's like, okay, I would be okay with that because at least we got beyond the play clock thing.
Sure.
And it does irk me because it's like, man, this is year three. Again, I don't know what is all of the Greg Roman offense and what reads he's trying to make him do and all this stuff. I don't know how complex it is, but it's very frustrating.
And I understand those frustrations because I get pissed at him too because there are mistakes that you should not make. That being said, while they did cost him, it didn't cost him the game.
It's like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Brandon Crawford a year or two ago, where you would see him flash the most amazing leather
right. On
these absurd plays that probably 99% of shortstops league
in the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, the fielding metrics have shown that he has made the most plays that they're quote unquote impossible, like the top 1% of defensive
he's
plays.
Insane.
As a shortstop in baseball.
But then we would see him just muff a routine.
Right.
And that's where it's like, come on, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to clean that up.
Right.
And I think that's where it comes from. It's not like, oh, let's bench him. He's garbage. Because you can see
right. The
potential is there. And
sure.
the upside is still super high with Kaepernick. But it's those little things that it's, oh my God, you know, that's what drives us crazy. It's you don't want to see him muff the routine ground ball, which to me is like snapping the ball and running the play should be fairly routine, and you shouldn't have, you know, 3 combinations of delay of games or wasted timeouts, and that's the only thing.
Right.
But that end-around play?
Yeah, and then you can run running. And then on 3rd and 14 you can run a sprint left with your quarterback and get a first down. And
Carlos Hyde is looking amazing.
Yeah. Frank Gore looking amazing.
Okay. I think again, I know what they want out of Kaepernick. They want him to be that throw right. first guy, spread it out around the field.
Right.
But dude, look at what the bread and butter was, what got them back in this game. And that's the power running.
And the more I watched the game, the more I did kind of sit there and think that Greg Roman, and then he tends to do this, is that he does, he tends to outthink himself to the point where he wants to get people involved and feels like he needs to. It's like, look, the goal of an offensive coordinator is to call the plays that are going to get your team the best opportunity to advance the football. And I think what ends up happening is, and we saw this in the Super Bowl in the most critical of all times, is, oh, you were running the ball down the throat of the Baltimore Ravens and you decide to throw the ball three times on second and goal. And it's like, and that type of stuff is what gets, I think, people overall. It's that, you know, everybody can be an armchair offensive coordinator, and we obviously do because we sit and watch the games and we play football, we know football. But at the same time, it's like, I think you also have to say, well, this is how it's going to be. And so you have to consider, unless there's going to be a personnel change, and the rumors that are going around are saying that this is probably going to be Harbaugh's last year, even though he's got one more year left on his contract. The idea behind all this is maybe at the end of this year, there is going to have to be a change and what that change is going to look like. You know, and I think that people are looking towards like, oh, he could be this, he should be this. But we're watching a quarterback right now where in Dallas for the last decade, they've been saying the same thing about him. Right. And he is what he is. And so I'm not really sweating it. I think Kaepernick's a good quarterback.
He is.
He's got a high completion percentage. He does relatively. He handles the football well. He has thrown four interceptions already, but that's over 4 weeks. I'm not sweating it at all. I think that that's a good hit. I just think that people trying to have higher expectations, that type of stuff, I think they're just gonna end up feeling. They're going to feel disappointed if they don't get exactly what they want out of the team. Mm-hmm. Instead of celebrating a game in which their defense didn't allow the Philadelphia Eagles offense to score a single point. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Oh, God, Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan, the Undertaker.
Posture a little bit more, Rob Ryan.
Yes.
That kind of gets a little tiresome it does. Sometimes.
So... Meanwhile, the Raiders acted like they didn't exist in National Football League today. Tony Romo! Oh, you got to be kidding me. That's a flag.
No.
That's offensive pass or something. Jason that Witten. Sucks. I love Jason Witten.
And the other thing is, who are you gonna have? Who's better than Cap?
Right. Oh, let's get Josh Johnson in there. You know. Oh, let's get Blaine Gabbert in there. You know. Give me a break, guys. Stop thinking this whole freaking Alex Smith bullshit, man. I'm sorry. It's over. It's done.
The only gripe that you can have is that sometimes they do get a little too cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they drift a little too far away from... Is that the flag?
That's the flag. And then he still kept... Oh.
Nice.
Jason Witten, folks. Loving life.
Is that they get a little... I think they get a little too cute sometimes and get away from the power run game.
Yeah.
Which has been their bread and butter for the last 3 years.
Or, like they did at the end of the game, 3 timeouts left for the Eagles, and what do? They run the same running play over and over 3 times. It's like, come on, guys.
That's putting a lot of pressure on your defense. Yeah,
that is. So... That's funny.
Hello?
But, one thing to keep in mind is that the team is... the team is...
Gotta give baby her water bottle.
Okay. Oh, that's right. But, I think that...
Keep going and continue.
Yeah, Greg Roman has had his issues as far as being consistent on offense goes, but I don't think it's... I don't think it's so bad that everybody has to go crazy about it. And everybody who goes crazy about it, I'm, like I said, you keep harping on the negative stuff, but you don't take the positive stuff into effect, and I'm not a big fan of that at all. So, 49ers get a big win. They needed the win. And what's good is that if they continue to keep moving along, remember, if they're an 8-win team or a 9-win team come December, that's when the real season starts. That's when they play Seattle twice in 3 weeks. So, and they'll have Smith back. There's a good chance they'll have Bowman back then. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of stuff to keep in mind there. So, I'm hoping for good things for the Niners, and overall, just one thing that's interesting about the whole NFL is, obviously the issues that Roger Goodell, all that bullshit, the South Park episode from this past week. I think the essence of the game, more than anything else, is still there, and it's still fun to watch, and it's something that maybe I'm not as big on as I used to be, but it's still something that I think you can enjoy, and I think that Niners fans should be happy that their team is still playing at a high level, and even though they're not as consistent as they once were, they're still playing at that high level. They're taking care of good teams. They have a tough schedule this year. They're playing one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedules in all football. So they don't have their cupcakes in front of them. And obviously Arizona's playing well. St. Louis is not going to be a pushover. They obviously have a great defense. So it's going to be something that 49er fans just going to have to get used to. It's going to be a tough road, and you can't go into all these games thinking this is what they have to do, this is how they have to do it. You just have to be happy if they come out with a win every week. So, yay 49ers and all that good stuff. I'm rambling. We were just sitting here watching, and the baseball season, the regular season is officially over. The announcements for the playoff games, the wild card games this week, the Giants will start Madison Bumgarner against Edison Volquez of the Pirates. So, Garrett Cole pitched yesterday. Francisco Liriano pitched yesterday. I believe Garrett Cole pitched today. The Pirates are trying to pitch themselves into the NL Central, but the Cardinals ended up winning against the Diamondbacks, and that ended up putting the Pirates into the wild card game. And then on top of that, the AL side, the A's had to win today to avoid a playoff game with the Mariners for the playoff game. So, man, what a just a fucking crazy last few weeks of baseball this was, especially the A's. The A's are going to have John Lester pitch on Wednesday against James Shields of the Royals. So that's obviously going to be a fun one. It's in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. And the A's, who were considered the best team in baseball a few weeks ago, have taken one hell of a slide and almost slid right out of the playoffs. So Sonny Gray with the shutout today to get them in. But the baseball season, for the majority of it, the teams who people thought were going to be there in the end were there in the end. Stands the Red Sox. The Red Sox totally flipped the script this year. They were, first to worst. The Orioles had a great season. The Blue Jays had a good season, but injuries and pitching, they need to figure out their pitching staff more than anything else. But the Tigers are there, the Royals were there, the A's were there, the Angels were there, the Mariners, who were going to be better this year, were there.
Aww.
Baba, coming in for podcast.
It's the first official podcast with Aurora Livingston, and I couldn't be more excited. She couldn't be more excited either.
Yeah, Baba.
Because she just woke up from a nap.
She ate dinner.
Oh, she just ate dinner, so that's why she's smiling. She is full up.
Say hi, Baba. She's like, too much pressure.
She's like, I'm smiling. Can I smile instead? So.
So where were we, sir?
I just talked about baseball because I ran out of things to say about football. So they announced the starters
for the play-in games. Out of football.
Dude, how a shout-out to Cal football for having two of the most exciting football games this season, back-to-back weeks, winning yesterday against Colorado. Their first,
nice.
They broke a 15-game Pac-12 losing streak.
I don't know how Cal is so down as a program. I mean,
yeah.
It's Cal.
Yeah, you know? But they're 3-1, so good on them. So that was good.
South Carolina lost.
Yeah, badly. Missouri, the old ball coach. You want to talk about a guy who outcoaches himself? Holy cramity, the old ball coach. The other guy is Florida State almost lost.
Yeah,
North Carolina State gave him a run. So.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing else in football. No. We talk about fantasy football. I would be interested to see how. If there was a restructuring of how you won your games, I think that would be pretty interesting if you went that baseball route,
mm-hmm.
where you would break it down into categories.
Right.
Statistics.
Yeah. I like that idea.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Mariachis.
Now, would you get one for each one, like attempts?
No, I think you would just do the big ones.
Completion percentage?
Or yeah, yards. Or? I think you do yards, catches, receiving yards, touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, rushes, all that stuff. You could make it happen. You could do rotation style fantasy football. This game is weird. But yeah, that would be interesting. I would be interested to see what that looks like.
So on the baseball front.
Yes. Oh yeah. So you're
starters.
Your starters. So the Giants and the Pirates will play Wednesday.
Yes.
It'll be Madison Bumgarner versus Edison Volquez.
Because what's his name? Not Joey Cueto.
Liriano.
Who's their ace? Is it Liriano?
They don't really have an ace. It's like Liriano and Cole and Volquez.
But they have a playoff game.
Yes. That's Wednesday.
No, I'm talking about before that.
No, the Cardinals won today.
Oh, okay.
The Cardinals won, and so they will host the Dodgers, or they'll play the Dodgers in the first round of the NLDS, while the Nationals will get the winners of the Giants, Pirates, and theirs.
Giants get in as a
wild card team.
Wild card. How do you feel about that? Is it the same as them making the playoffs, winning?
Yeah, but the NL West, I've always hated the current wild card format. I hate a one game playoff. It should be at least a 3-game playoff. I don't like it coming down to one game like that. I think it's stupid.
I think it should be 3.
Yes.
Which they will eventually go to 3.
I think one thing that would be interesting is if they did. If they eventually expand to 6 playoff teams, which I know has been talked about.
I know. You don't think that's overkill, though?
But what I would do is I would go back to 2 divisions.
was Rory.
And, Rory scratching the mic. Then again, there she is. Yay, Rory.
She's like, there you go. Got it closer to you.
Appreciate it. Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
good job, Baba.
We don't want to mute this thing. Nice. Good out. But what I would like to do is go back to 2 divisions. If you win the division, you get a bye. And then you'll have 2 wild card teams from each division that play each other. And they'll have a chance to play a 5-game series. And then they'll play a 5-game series against the division winners. And then you have a 7-game championship series. And I figure that it's the easiest way to go about it. But they're not going to do it in baseball because they're all weird and they like the 3-division setup. But it's just like, you can go back to 2 divisions and you'll be okay. But hey, I'm not Butch Seeley or whoever the new guy is. So Drew Brees is good at throwing footballs.
Ah, Jimmy Graham, however.
Not gonna catch him.
I don't like that it comes down to one game. I never have. Okay. I think it's stupid. Sonny Gray with the shutout today gets the A's into the playoffs. Gene Steratore, the most Italian name.
Got a holding.
Hey, Boschking offense, number 62. Boschking too much in the face. In the face!
Hey, you gotta stay away from the
15
face.
Yards, 8, first down.
Don't you fucking touch the hair. Don't you fucking touch the face.
Eight.
Oh, sorry, Baba. I shouldn't say that word.
Sorry. Should not be.
Boom. Oh!
Hey.
Oh!
Gabu. Can you do this, Baba? Can you
Baba? Like this.
She's like, no. Is there something in your hand? God, nobody can catch a football. Oh, and there's another flag. National Flag League, man. But the A's are going to, jeez, holy crap, you want to talk about a pitching matchup. It's going to be John Lester versus James Shields in Kansas City for that game. The winner of that will face the Baltimore, will face the Los Angeles Angels in the National League Division Series.
Is anybody going to beat the Angels?
No. I think they can be beaten because I don't think their pitching is as good as people think it is.
I've been wanting to do this, and I guess it's now is as good a time as any to do it. But the contenders and pretenders of the playoffs.
Yes.
Who are legitimate front runners, or who are just who are front runners?
In the American League, the front runners are the Angels, the Orioles, and the Tigers.
Okay, so they will not make it to the World Series.
The A's.
Who is going to make it to the World Series?
Out of the American League?
Yes.
Right now, if I have to pick a team, I'd pick the Tigers.
Okay.
The only reason is because of pitching.
They are not front runners.
Right.
So they're the real deal.
I think they're the real deal. I think they figured it out. I just think their pitching's too good. I do, and I understand. Like the Angels have so much offense. They have Jared Weaver pitching well. They have Shoemaker pitching well.
You know, though, you always have to take pitching over
but
offense.
But in the playoffs, pitching that's going to really be the thing that takes you there. And that's why the Dodgers, and the Nationals are my two teams in the National League. I don't like the Cardinals there. I think their pitching's too inconsistent. The Giants, their pitching's too inconsistent.
True.
And the Pirates, they have good pitching, but they are too inconsistent as well with their pitching because you don't know what you're going to get
out of Volquez. You don't know what you're going to get out of Charlie Morton. You don't know what you're going to get out of Locke. But you do know that you're going to get something good out of Liriano. You do know you're going to get something good out of Cole. It just comes down to what you're going to do when you face off against the Nationals, who have Zimmerman, who threw a no-hitter today, Strasburg, Pfister, Gio Gonzalez, or the Dodgers with the best pitcher on the planet, Zach Greinke.
How many starting pitchers do you think LA's going to ride with?
Well,
which I'm always
that's the other thing, right? So Greinke and Kershaw killing, right? They're doing great. But
did they do what the Yankees did when they won I can't remember what year that was, but they went with three starters. Do you remember that?
I don't think you can go with three, even with Kershaw. Kershaw back on short rest last year, and the Cardinals whooped him.
LeBron, your thoughts?
Oh,
that they aired Jimmer Fredette's tweet.
Yes.
On NBC.
Who?
Over.
Who is that?
Anything.
Who's that?
The white guy that plays basketball in your league.
You mean Gordon Hayward? No. No, not Gordon Hayward. No. You know, Gordon Hayward got a max contract this year.
Wow.
Gordon freaking Hayward. I don't know what to make of that.
It's
a new league.
The NBA is really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to be a GM.
Yeah.
like, what are the... I just wonder what the... I would like to know what the discussions are like. Why are they like, hey, this guy, he needs max money. Like, why? Who would... I'm just curious, like, if you were to lose Hayward to another team who would be willing to give him max money, do you not think you could find a suitable replacement for him? Not that, I mean, he's a good player, but you know what I'm saying? You couldn't find anybody or happened? Baby, don't grab Dabba's beer.
Oh my god, the Warriors just unveiled their new unis.
No, they don't need new unis. They just had new unis and they were awesome. God,
there we go.
They're like similar to the other old
ones. They're slate. They're Adidas. They have sleeves.
Well, yeah, they've had sleeves last year.
Yeah. I hate sleeves, but whatever. What in the hell? What the hell? What is this? What is this? Anyway, but yeah, so there's baseball for you. The Giants in, the A's in, but in wild card games.
Yeah, people are not as feverish.
No, they're not.
This time around.
They are not.
Has the lure of the Giants worn off on the fan base?
I think that, you know, I talked about this when people were jumping on about the Giants when they were winning the World Series. It's like, you guys got to realize that this doesn't come around every year, and if you're expecting them to be... And the World Series every year is like, we got something for you. You know, there's, you can have sustained success and you hope for sustained success, but World Series championships twice out of 3 years, now looking for 3 in 5 years, is like, come on, guys. Want to go back through the history of baseball and show me some teams who've done that?
No.
Right? Give me a break. So. Let's just enjoy the fact that our team is good.
You have to. That's what I try and do with the Niners. Yeah. Because it wasn't that long ago where we were praying for 500 and sneaking into the playoffs. So now that there's all these troubles and yada, 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 I am so happy to just have winning sports franchises. The only... You know what's funny? Is that out of all the franchises... The one that I can give very little leniency to is the Sharks.
Yeah.
As funny as that is.
Yeah.
And it's like, out of the major sports, it's probably the least, you know, I love baseball, football, and basketball. And then it is hockey. But I am so tired of getting sucked in by the San Jose hype train every year. Where they just freaking steamroll their way into the playoffs then take a huge dump.
Yeah.
You know, they even went, they stripped Joe Pavelski. Yeah,
they don't have a captain right now, I don't think.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
I like that they went and got what's his name from Detroit as their coach.
Oh, he's been there for years. Yeah.
You know, I thought that was a really great hire. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what they need to do to get over the hump. They always seem to lose. They lost to Detroit all the time because Detroit was just freaking Detroit. Even though they were like the Yankees. They were old as hell, but they still found a way to win. Any other time they lost, it was either to a goalie that got insanely hot, like Quick when he was with the Stars. Or King. He still is with the
Kings.
Now he's on the...
Quick's with the Kings.
Or no, who was on the... The Stars, when they went to the finals.
Balfour?
No. Was it?
Yeah, pretty sure of it.
Yeah, I'll have to look. But anyway, it's either that, but the biggest thing that always got them every year was that they would just run into teams that can just skate better than them. And they would just skate circles, and it just made them look really slow and old. But, I don't know.
Baba is giving us her thoughts on all this.
Emphatically slapping
the hand. Like, you are right, Daddy.
Yeah. Ba.
See, she gets it. Yeah, I'm excited for Wednesday. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it for sure. So, what else is there? I mean, movies. We haven't really got. There's no movies.
I want to see
The Judge.
Well, The Judge, I do want to see.
Awesome.
But the big one that I want to see is. Oh man, what's the tank one?
Oh, Fury.
Fury. Yeah. I want to see Fury.
Brad Pitt.
That looks really, really
as
good.
As an army something. So.
With five other confirmed Jewish actors playing.
Oh yeah, hella Jewish people in that movie.
Killing Nazis
because Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, there's not much there. TV, really not much on TV.
There's not
either.
Much on TV right now.
Shout outs to the media world being horrible right now, letting me focus on sports and video games. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been playing Final Fantasy X, the remastered.
A lot of people have.
The game's awesome.
I've been on. If you were to go onto my Facebook feed,
there
are a lot of people who are playing that game on PlayStation 3.
Hey, you know, you want to know who was freaking streaming some tactics the other day?
Who?
One Gilbert Zia.
Was he really?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. So Gibby is our brother from another mother who totally gets Final Fantasy Tactics as an awesome game, and he was so about it, and that's awesome that he's streaming that.
Until I...
Yo!
DeMarco Murray. Until I get a DVD player for Chelsea out in the living room, the PlayStation 3 has to stay there, because she has another way to play her Gilmore Girl DVDs. Mm-hmm. And... that's because unless I get the right thing for the PlayStation cord, I can't stream it because I don't have the right audio video output. Yeah, Baba.
Baba gets it. I was like, yeah. That's why she got named Rory, was because of Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
So. Oh, that's a horrible play fake. But somehow they bid on it.
Oh my god. Did he score the touchdown?
Yes, he did. Wow. Terry Williams. So, trying to think. Release weekend.
Yes.
How was it?
It was, I drove up on Saturday to Outer Plains. They were firing off 8-man pods all day.
Cool.
And... they were like, hey, we need some more people for this pod, and I was like, alright, I just got done with work, I'm gonna go up, I'm gonna play. And I get there and it took 2.5 hours before we could start the draft.
Wow, man.
Because we waited for one person to show up for 2.5 hours, and I was so upset because by then it was a little after 5 o'clock, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm gonna have to go home pretty soon. And then right before I was about to leave, a guy shows up, and we started drafting. And it was okay, you know, nothing big got pulled. There was one fetch land that got pulled, and it was a blue-white one. Yeah, bah bah. But outside of that, you know, it was all right. The format is really, really slow.
Yeah.
I think any time that you focus on those color wedges of three colors...
Oh, yeah. Because you have to get those...
Yeah, you have to get those set up, and that takes a while.
Yeah, it takes a while. So games were long. My last set took like 45 minutes or an hour. And we went the full three games. And games were long. But it's still fun. It's a really cool format. It's fun to draft. I'm still an alright drafter for never going up and drafting, you know?
All right.
Your thoughts on the iPhone 6 stuff that's
coming? I think it's another one of those things I keep talking about. It's like, oh yeah, hey, look, it bends. Oh, 9 people have complained about it.
Yeah,
out of like yeah, right? Out of the 10 to 15 million that have been sold. And Samsung keeps talking about how they're, you know, how they did it first and all that stuff. And
I mean, the funny thing is that that can go back so far. You know, Apple could say, "Hey, Samsung, like we did it first. We made the the full screen phone." You know what I mean? Like the iPhone was like the first one to do the completely flat glass screen where it was all touch. And it's kind of like a moot point.
Yeah,
that's what I always feel.
Remember, guys, software rules all. I don't care what you think about your screen, but if you don't have a software that's any good on it, I could care less. And I haven't seen anything that makes me think that Android's better than iOS. So,
the biggest claim that I have heard is that people, they just say it's more customizable.
Yeah. But I don't understand customizable like what?
I don't know.
Right.
So which means that it's not for us because we're not.
What do you need to customize it for? Like, what do you need it to do? So, and it's so funny, like, people are talking about, like, certain features on phones. It's like, if that's why you're buying a phone for, it's like, why buy a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Why not buy a tablet or something like that?
True.
Yeah. You know? So, like, people always talk about, why does the iPhone have only one speaker on it? It's like, if you're worrying about how often do you leave your phone out there and just let it play music?
I almost never do.
Right. It's like, how often do people really do that? It's like, give me a break, guys. So,
phone wars are hilarious.
Yeah, they are. They're truly hilarious. And people who get all up about it, I'm like, get out of here, guys.
The snarkiness goes up to 50.
Yeah, just like 49er fans. So, Baba is going down over to
her play area, which includes a giraffe, a monkey, and Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, so we're going to move this way. I've also actually been playing a lot of Hearthstone.
How's that?
Good. I'm, They just did a, they released a statistic on the rankings, in that if you are ranked 12 or if you're at least ranked 12, you're in the top 7%. And so I'm ranked 10.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what percentage that is, but it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And I have been as high as 8.
Nice.
Now, once you hit rank 5, it's pretty much considered the highest you can get is legendary. It's called the legendary. But that is for like the top less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to rank 5, it's pretty much, it's almost like being legendary, because in all the classes before, to rank up,
yeah,
you can get win streak bonuses. So if you win multiple matches, you know, in a row, you will level up faster. But once you get to level 5, from 5 to legendary, you don't get any bonuses. So you just have to get on these win streaks and keep going. And it's more about grinding it out than...
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't know if I'll ever hit legendary, because okay, I don't know if I had the time to sit down and just grind out win after win after win after win to get the legendary.
Right.
So, it's rough.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Baba. Oh. Just stuck a pencil in her mouth. Mama would not approve. So, that's kind of what I've been doing.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't, I've been doing a lot of school. Like, everyone, like, I got a chance to catch up with some people this week. Like, what have you been doing? School. Football started for the high school this past Friday for the broadcasting. 11th year I've done it. Sonoma won 13-5. Weird game.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of fun. I mean, just in general, it's just, it's kind of slow, which I don't mind right now after the summer. Holy crap. I was working all summer, you know, and, you know, I was trying to get priorities and all that good stuff and have some fun, play some games, do podcasts, hang out with babies,
watch Tron.
No, I want to watch Tron Legacy again though. Let's see how that's hung up. So,
well, should we just? I mean, are we?
I'm trying to think of. I don't think there's much else.
Okay.
I think we're good.
That's fine.
We are Los Livingston Brothers. You can check us out on the iTunes. We are available for listen on the iTunes.
And birthday parties.
And birthday parties. Subscribe to us.
Company events.
Company events. If you need us, if you need us to do any keynote speeches,
yeah,
we will.
If you want us to do a TED Talk,
yes, TED Talk on.
Hey, I'm Pete Livingston. Fuck you.
Thank
Sorry,
you,
Baba.
Thank you.
Alright.
Thank you. Alright. Well,
follow us, like us, listen to us.
Enjoy us.
Rate us. That's rate with a T.
De-pants us.
Mm.
Yes. Yes. I like that. Alright. Baba, any final words? No, she has none. Alright. All right. Thanks guys, we'll see you next time.